Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
In Columbia, North Carolina, Southern-style barbecuing is more than just a family tradition. It's a competition, the results of which can define a family and provide status within a city. Today, we visit with Daniel and Chet Brickhouse, also known as the Brickhouse Brothers, two men who shoulder the burden of family excellence and are tasked with carrying the torch of the Brickhouse name. So you've made this whole house almost like a kitchen, looks like. You got food everywhere.
Yeah, every room's a kitchen in here.
Yeah.
And that's not a saying, it's a fact.
Yeah, we decided if we were going to take this whole thing seriously, you know, obviously you guys know we just got our father's barbecue recipe.
It was also father's.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
No, it's fine, it's fine. We're feeling good. We're just going to let him live on through the food and the food that we make. And so we decided to take it real seriously, you know.
That's a big deal for a family, for the sons to inherit the father's barbecue recipe, isn't it?
It's pressure.
That's what we always shared with our daddy.
Yeah, it's barbecue.
It's barbecue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Daniel, my brother, would always kind of be his right-hand man, and I'd be more of a sous chef.
He'd be Sue's chef. That's our aunt. She would help our dad cook. He would be helping Sue.
You'd be Sue's
sister.
What's that?
Was that your dad's sister?
Yeah, Sue? she was sort of the sides chef, and my brother Chet used to always work with her, and so he's honestly learning.
Not like sauce chef in French cuisine.
No,
I got it.
We're incorrect. S-U-E. I'm Sue's chef.
Got it.
Yes. Yeah, I was a side chef to Sue.
So
you
guys would work together, you primarily with the dad and you with Aunt Sue.
That's right.
Were you surprised when you finally got to read the recipe? I mean, you must have been, it's something you've been working together on, but did he ever let you see the entire recipe in its entirety?
No, he put us, he would put us both to bed when he was gonna mix up the sauce. So we never got a chance to see it get made. We just saw the final product and tasted it, and it tasted good. And
Our bedtime story was the recipe, but we would usually fall asleep because it was such a boring bedtime story. We'd never get all the way through it. And then when we got old enough, we never got to hear it. And I still don't know it.
It was left to you in the will? Is that correct?
Well, it was left to Daniel. It specified pretty aggressively in the will that I don't get to see the recipe.
Yeah, it said to maintain the relationship to the food that we had sort of established while our father was alive, where I cooked the meats, and Chet, of course, cooks only sides.
Sweet tea for you, fellas?
I'd love a sweet tea.
All right.
Thank you.
So you do sides and drinks and other too. Or you're just being nice now?
No, I'm just being polite.
Can I try this cornbread? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, have a go.
I almost love the bread more than the actual meat.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment then.
And the
that's a Sue responsibility. Yes.
Also, I'll say you hadn't tasted the meat yet, so I think you'll be spitting that cornbread out once you taste a piece of my pig, buddy. I'll tell you what. Yeah, but we still got a little ways before the pigs are done.
Pigs? So there's multiple.
Yeah, you know, this was my first time trying out the recipe, so I did a few different batches just to make sure I could keep it consistent. So as you'll see, we've got...
So you're actually roasting the pigs inside your house. I've only seen a pig roast outdoors.
It's
and you got... I see there's tinfoil lined along the walls. Is that to keep the heat in this house?
Absolutely. You are essentially inside an oven now. In a way.
Yeah, giant slow cooker. You know, that's the thing with a pig. You want to bring it up to temperature slowly. I mean, honestly, what's the finishing temperature on a pig? 160 or so? You'll look at the thermostat. It's slowly inching up to 160 right now, and in the next... say hour and a half, it'll be a nice even 160 in here, and we'll be cooking, boys.
This seems like a fire hazard. It seems like I always think of a roast outdoors with fire underneath it. Like, what's heating these pigs around us?
It's live birch wood. You know, obviously this house, it was a fire hazard recently, until recently when Pop passed away, we decided to retrofit the house, so we replaced the foundation and the walls with concrete. It's solid concrete.
That's
it's
right.
Funny, we're not exhaust fans through the bedrooms, I assume.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah.
Very smart. Yeah.
Well, that's yeah.
But we keep them closed to keep the smoke in for now. But once it gets too much, we open them up and we let the smoke out.
I mean,
out
when our dad died of asphyxiation, we said something's got to change.
Yeah.
In this house, and so we made sure to ventilate this just a little better.
And the ceiling fans helped too.
Cooking the pigs.
Yes.
He was cooking the pigs in the house as well.
Like, in his house, yeah. In his house.
Not this.
No.
This is not your dad's house.
No. He had his own house, and this was ours. And when we sort of inherited the recipe, we said, you know what? I mean, if we're going to do it, we got to do it the way Daddy did it.
I got to say, why so much pride in the pig recipe and turning your living space into pig cooking space?
I'd say it's history. You know, it's family history. It's just been how the brick houses have done it since great-grandpappy brick house did it in the 1700s.
So this recipe came from the 1700s.
As far as we know, yeah, it's been passed down every 100 years or so to the next man in
line. Did he also die of asphyxiation or no?
Yes, sir, he did.
Lung. I think we've got some sort of genetic issue where, like, some people, you know, a lot of people will get Alzheimer's in their family. We will all end up dying of asphyxiation.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, it's a bummer, man.
But in your case, it's not DNA or genes getting passed down. It's a recipe that you have free will to choose whether to do or not.
Well, I mean, a lot of people say cooking is in your blood. So I choose to look at that recipe as an extension of our family DNA. I mean, I am just as much that recipe as I am the man that I am. Because that recipe means more to this family than anything else.
But did your father do barbecue as a hobby and then went to real job during the week?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So that's the confusing part. It's not like you guys ran a restaurant as children and people came from miles around.
No, we made, because a lot of people don't seem to like the pig that we make here.
Yeah.
So we have not been able to monetize it.
You can't sell it if people don't like it.
Yeah. That's right. And that's what we're hoping to do now with the recipe. Maybe we'll be the ones. But no, our father worked 8 to 5 in a sauna. He was a towel man.
A Turkish bath or some such thing?
Exactly right.
I was told by somebody, one of your neighbors, that you actually have been training your pig before you killed it to get the muscles stronger. Is that what you... I mean, does it taste different if your pig is in shape beforehand?
Yeah, it tastes a lot different. It's what you're eating when you eat meat is muscle. Uh-huh. Right? You're eating the muscle of that animal. So as much muscle as we can get on that pig, the better. I mean, we put it on like a nice evening, morning and evening workout routine. We hired a personal trainer for the six hogs we got out back. They come in every morning.
But
put
isn't
them through
fat the isn't the flavor the fat generally?
Huh?
Like, isn't fat flavor like just? I always assume that like anything that tastes good either has like fat or butter in it.
And also, how much did your pig trainer?
No, I don't know anything about cooking.
If that was correct, we've been doing something horribly wrong for 300 years.
You think if that was true, somebody over the course of centuries would have told us not to make our pigs stronger, but to feed them fatty foods and let them get sloppy?
I mean,
our grandfather would have definitely told us if the secret to good barbecue was a fat animal instead of a muscular animal. Okay, we are not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm looking out the window right now, Matt. Look at these. Those pigs are kind of ripped.
Oh, yeah. These pigs are... But one of
look
our...
At that. Look out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We took these pigs out to Venice Beach, and one of them didn't come back.
Yeah.
He rolls that boardwalk now on roller skates with a tank top.
We were there on vacation, and we took him to Muscle Beach. He got in good with a couple of dudes. I think he started juicing. Yeah. Because his muscle growth was unnatural for me.
So is it sad? Is it sad? Like, is there like a final workout for your pig, where he gets one last like set of reps in, and is it sad when you kill?
Well,
your
that's
friend.
That's a really interesting idea because we've been trying to figure out the best way. Because these pigs, they get addicted to the workout.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you try to take them out of the gym, and they can't. They talk about it all the time. They're oinking about it.
We depriving them of the workout has sort of worked out in our favor a few times. We've actually had multiple pigs after we sort of stopped working them out for the last couple of days get so depressed and so inside of themselves that actually we haven't had to physically kill any of our pigs yet. They've all committed suicide on the picket fence out there. You'll see if you look out around their corral, there's a
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
picket
it's
fence.
A sharp, sharp fence.
Really? Yeah. They just jam it into their whatever.
And so we boast that. We have some family t-shirts, Brick House, Boys House, Barbecue. We never killed one of our own pigs.
Sort of losing my appetite, but I'll give it a shot. I mean, I'm a meat eater.
And so we'll just eat this the traditional way. Y'all just hand you a fork, and you'll just kind of dig into the meat as it's sitting on the grill.
Any barbecue at all? Like any sauce? Like the recipe of your dad's involved in this?
One of the rudest things you could ever do is ask a chef for some sauce on his meat.
Yeah, and I assure you that we have done this recipe to the T. And I just tell you, you take this fork here, and you just reach in. Mm.
And we need you to be honest, because as you know, we got the big competition coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And our family has never won, and it would be great for our dad. You're really trying to get into there, aren't you? You got to use some upper body strength. Okay.
Matt, try the wrist meat. It's softer. I'm just going to pull some of this wrist meat out.
Oh, God. All right. I got a
little. You ever hit a pig wrist? Isn't that?
How's the chew? How's the mouth?
Sure.
Feel?
A little dry. There's not a lot of flavor.
Well, you're probably waiting for it to get a little juicier. Right. Are we just getting an advanced taste? Is that what this is?
This is the best taste. The best taste is right now. From here on. Yeah.
What is the recipe, I guess, is my question.
I got to close my ears. You can tell them, but I got to close my ears.
And can you guys promise you'll cut this out?
I swear, yes.
Promise me you'll cut
this
out.
I swear to God. Chet, I'm a religious man.
Chet, head in the room with Grandma.
All right. Grandma!
He has to call out to make sure that she knows he's coming.
So he doesn't startle her.
Yeah, she gets kind of scared.
She carry a gun under her blanket.
So, all right, guys, here's the note that my daddy gave me in his will. You'll see here it says, take killed pig, slice down stomach, butterfly, place on grill, cook too long.
And then there's an arrow and a whole paragraph about Chet. It's like.
Yeah, and it says, obviously you'll see here the very specific instructions I got from my father about how to deal with my brother.
Keeping him sort of like under your wing.
Yeah, making sure he doesn't make bad choices. He's had a life full of bad choices. I didn't want to say this while he was in the room, but the juicing thing, that was something the pigs learned from him.
He used
to work out in the backyard, and they would see him shooting up his butt with his steroids.
So he's been a bad influence on the pigs.
He was a bad influence on the pigs, and at this point, I'm scared to bring it up because I'm afraid of what will happen to our business, our relationship, and I'm trying to live in the memory of my father. And you'll see here, he told me not to make a fuss, but keep Chet out of trouble.
Can I ask you, who inherited your father's house since you're living in your own house?
He gave it to the state.
Okay.
It wasn't very nice, and he knew that, and I think
probably dried up from cooking it all the time.
I mean, it was a husk.
Yeah, it was like
point.
A chimney, basically.
He knew that we couldn't actually survive if we lived inside of there, so he gave us the recipe and said, make your own home.
Oh, hey, Chet. How's it going?
Hey, bud.
How are you?
Well, I won't come in if you're...
No, come on back in. We're good. We're good. We got it.
Put that away.
All right.
Now, is this like a jug of whiskey here, or is this like a urinal?
The jug on the left or the jug on the right?
Very similar.
Left is urinal, right is whiskey.
Okay.
You're sure that's the urine, or, I mean, you're sure it's the alcohol?
I would bet my life on it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Take a sip.
Yeah, just a little. Oh, that
careful,
was a big
Matt.
Old swig.
You know what? I
that
am looking at it right now.
Tastes like alcohol.
Yes, that's the urine jug.
After cooling down outside the Brick House oven, we went to the Tyrell County Cook-Off to taste some delicious barbecue and see what kind of smiles the Brick House family recipe might bring. Do you guys feel like it's a disadvantage that everyone else has a grill here and an oven and different ways to cook the meat, but you've left your oven, which is your house?
A disadvantage?
You're saying because we have to run back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
To get the food to here, and everyone's got their smoker.
And by the time
right
it's
here,
when you taste it, it's probably, the other food's probably hotter. Is all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Well, here's what I'll say. You know, every dish comes with a story, right? Everybody here, they're popping their pig out of their grill, telling you, oh, this is my grandpa's grill that he grilled on, and he put behind his truck and drove it around all the competitions around the state. And this pig is a part of him. Well, our story is no different. We say, hang on 1 minute. We're going to run home real quick, grab our food, And then
you
we
ought to put just wheels on the house and jack it up and bring it here.
Oh, boy, we've tried.
Yeah.
Oh, you've tried.
Yes. It didn't work.
No, yeah. No. House is I think that the weight distribution is a little off. Right. We can't figure out a proper way to put wheels underneath it.
First, we tried to do it with a handful of skateboards.
Yeah, just a handful. Underneath.
And it,
that's
yeah,
not going to work.
It broke them all. Well, we know that now. Yeah. Wish we'd had you around. And so then we tried those larger wheels that you would find on a tall skateboard.
Yeah.
Just different variations on skateboards so far. Okay.
So, yes. Because we tried a dolly.
Yeah.
We tried a big dolly.
That's a better idea.
And when we say dolly, we mean it's sort of like a two and a half to 3 foot sort of oblong shaped board that's got four wheels. No, it's a dolly.
No. Mm-hmm. It's got four wheels. It's a long board. It says Tony Hawk Birdman on it.
Birdman. It says Birdman on it.
Okay.
But it didn't work. That didn't work either.
That didn't work. Unfortunately, we got the house off on its access, but unfortunately, we dropped Grandma out the window.
Yep. Oh no.
Yeah.
Mm. She okay?
You know, it depends on your definition of okay. She's breathing.
Yeah, nothing the oxygen can't fix, right?
No, she's breathing. You know, she hasn't been responsive for a couple days.
Right.
Oh.
The doctor said if she had had any liquid in her skin, she would have died, but she was so dried out that...
saved her life?
It saved her dang life.
Because all her insides, I guess, when you get severely dehydrated, your whole body sort of turns into styrofoam.
So I noticed something. These guys over here are just staring at you. Do you know these guys? Or?
Yeah, that's the Beasley brothers. Very similar situation with that family. They inherited their father's barbecue business, but they are quote unquote good at it. Meaning they, I guess,
won this tournament.
They won this tournament every year for all of our lives.
Yeah.
Oh well, then
and so
empirically they're good.
Well, yeah, as far as the tournament goes.
Yeah.
But
on the rubric of this competition, they are good.
Nothing they've ever presented has ever given every judge in the competition pig sickness.
Yeah.
And I'm putting that in quotes again.
Yeah.
Like ours has.
Yeah.
So are you guys nervous? I mean,
well,
how does this whole thing work? They're going to come by? And you got to run home and get a sample of pig and then come back? Or do you have some in the car?
I'm hoping that Sandra will just come with me.
The judge?
I'm hoping that she'll just hop in the truck and run to the house with me.
Which is going to be tough because she is your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, you're not going to win.
The judge is your ex-wife?
Yeah. One of.
Okay.
She's one of the one judge. So she.
One of your ex-wives or one of the judges?
The one judge is my ex-wife.
Oh, okay. She's the judge.
One judge.
Yeah.
A panel of judges?
There's one judge, but she says she confers with the attendees. So there's an audience vote, quote unquote, but then there's the judge vote. The audience always goes with what she wanted.
Right.
It's always not me.
The Beasleys.
Yeah, it's always the Beasleys. And, you know, we are hoping that maybe she'll hop in the car with Daniel over there, go try the meat, and maybe also, you know, get a little bit of the rekindle a little bit of flames with them, because he has not been the same since that divorce.
She's just in his truck over there, Beasleys?
Yeah.
Probably just warming up.
Oh,
it's not even that cold out. Yes, yeah, she's warming up.
I don't know. I mean, they've been. She rode over with them. I saw them.
Oh, she arrived.
Yeah, she
arrived.
With
the Beasley brothers.
And then your son Randall, one of the Beasley brothers, got out and he said, "All right, bye, new dad."
You heard him say that?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, this is a whole lot of.
Well, I mean, this is small town drama.
Yeah.
Daniel, it's okay.
Maybe it's just a nickname he says to friends, you know? Later, new dad.
Let's let him believe that.
Yeah, you know? It's just a nickname. He's like, oh, what's your nickname? Thrasher? Yeah. What's your nickname? Metalhead?
But his nickname for you is Daniel.
Yeah, my son calls me Daniel.
That's tough. Cause
he calls Patrick Beasley new dad.
Oh.
Which makes me wonder if he's not calling you old dad. Who's his old dad?
Yeah. Chad, do you ever feel like you've been replaced as an uncle? Because I noticed the Beasley brothers are both like seem to be really close to
the boy. That really hurts my feelings to even think about right now. I have not thought about that too much. because when I start feeling intense emotions, I'll just hit the gym.
Your wife is coming over now.
No. Oh.
She's going to eat
the, everybody look
what
cool.
do you got?
Everybody look cool.
Hi, we're different. With UCB Sports and Leisure. I'm Matt Walsh, Scott Armstrong.
Hi.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey, hello.
Hey, baby.
Where's your pork?
It's in the oven. You want to come?
I'm not getting in the car.
Come on. Hey, Sandra, there's something in the car that you need to see.
You have 15 minutes to get your pork here on premise.
But there's something in the car you need to see, Sandra.
I don't want to see anything.
I promise it's normal.
I'll go to the car.
Just come with me for 2 seconds, okay?
Is that okay, Matt? Should we follow her? Or
I don't know.
Follow her with the tape. This is like those classic moments.
It's just like, I don't know what's up these days. It's like...
What do you mean?
I go to the school and I catch my son's eyes through the window and he looks at me like he ain't never seen me before.
I remarried. You know that. You're in denial.
Yeah, well, remarried.
That is
you can't legally
new dad. I can legally.
You can't.
We are divorced.
Yeah, well, hey, in the eyes of the Lord, we're going to be married until the day that we
die. We didn't even get married in church.
Yeah,
we got married in Vegas.
I still invited God.
What do you want from me in this moment?
Just for 1 minute, okay? I want you to come back to my house.
Oh, God.
But hang on.
I have 32 porks to taste.
Yeah, and one of them is at my house, so you got to come back with
me. You should have had it on premise. Who comes to a barbecue contest without any meat?
You know.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I told you what was it.
You and your brother are oddballs.
So what, do you want to just disqualify us?
You're right.
I gave...
Hey,
well,
Chet,
well
chill
done,
out.
Chet. Well done, Chet.
Are you talking to me?
I said well done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't hearing anything you were saying in there.
That's fine.
So, look, you better Sandra, figure... I have just a question.
Who are you?
My name's Scott. I'm with UCB Sports.
He's a friend
Leisure.
Of ours.
This is Matt. He's
Hi, I'm Matt Walsh.
These guys are our new best friends from the city.
Yeah. Do you give out
What's
ribbons
with all
or
the recording
trophies?
Devices? What's happening? Is this some sort of documentary?
Yes.
About the worst barbecue in the South?
Jesus Christ, Sandra.
Well, really letting your bias show here, Sandra. You just said it out loud. Jesus.
Worst because it isn't even here.
So the most non-existent barbecue is maybe more accurate.
Same diff.
So do you
What's your question?
Do you give out ribbons? Oh, thanks, Sandra.
They're sporty.
Thank you. I like your...
Ribbons? You like my hair ribbons? I took them out of my handlebar, kids' handlebars. He had ribbons coming out of his.
You took a kid's
handlebars.
Oh, okay.
My boys.
Oh, okay.
He loved those ribbons.
I had his name legally changed to.
To what?
Birdman.
Oh, after the jazz musician?
The skateboard.
Oh, the skateboard.
You named
okay.
him after Tony Hawk's nickname? Birdman?
Yes.
Wow. Does he ever talk about his uncle?
He mentions you a couple of times. He reads some of the books you've given him. Thumb behind the scenes, pumping iron, collection of stills that you gave him of Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno.
I mean, the best part of pumping iron is not the story. It is still photos of those attractively buff men oiled up and tanned working out.
Yeah, even as a guy who doesn't like to work out, I love that stuff.
Oh, you are in his good graces, but his daddy isn't. What is your question? I have 32 barbecues to taste.
I was going to say, do you give out ribbons? Or do you give out trophies?
Yes, there's a blue ribbon for first place. The Beasleys have won, I think, 8 times in a row.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a gold ribbon for second, and then a seesaw. You win a seesaw for third place.
And again, there's no monetary prize for first place or second place.
But you
it's
do
just
a
ribbon,
a
but you win a seesaw for third place.
Teeter-totter.
We call it teeter-totter. It's almost become a burden to win third place.
Yeah, because you don't provide a trailer. You don't. You move
if
it yourself.
You don't, yeah, if you don't get off premise, we're going to destroy it.
Yeah.
We destruct it.
Yeah. There's been a lot of destroyed teeter-totters at this event in the past.
Sandra, maybe we could throw you a few clams. And you could.
Is this a bribe?
These are
talking about bribing.
Well, these are fresh clams that we just pulled out of the sound.
I can't give you a prize unless I taste meat.
Just taste the clams.
Yeah,
that will
Sanders.
Not fly. Oh, real? You smoke some clams?
Yeah,
I'll taste those.
All right, here you go. No.
Oh, smoke clam. You got a knife?
You're gonna have to shuck that yourself.
You got a shucking? I don't have a shucking.
Hey, there's a piece of old seesaw over here. You want to use this?
Yeah, use that old seesaw.
Destroyed seesaw. I happen to have a metal glove that I put on when I crack chip oysters.
Well, because you never know it's going to be in the barbecue.
Yeah.
Now,
there we go.
There you go. Ooh. You know it's a good clam
that's
if
dry.
It's fully crushed.
I like
shut.
A dry oyster. I don't like a gooey oyster. Mmm. Well, that's the first place to taste an oyster. That's good.
Wow.
All right, I'll keep you in mind for the oyster part of the competition.
No. That was to pay you off to win the pig part. We don't care about the oyster part.
Oh, that's my also, bribe?
Yes, that was your bribe.
Yeah. Also, it's not important, but it was a clam.
Oh, I thought it was an oyster.
After rekindling the flame, Daniel and his ex-wife visited Myrtle Beach for a first chance at a second honeymoon. Matt and I were there to record it.
Ah, so, all right, so that's Skipper, the lead, the pack pig, the lead of the pack pig?
Yeah, Skipper followed by Aaron.
Skipper and Aaron, and then there is the captain.
Captain?
Yeah.
Captain. But he's not the alpha.
No.
He's in third
or
position.
Or is it she?
No.
It's a he, and it's kind of almost ironic.
Yeah, he's a shy fella. We call him captain. It's like, you know how you call a big guy tiny.
So you decided not to roast, or these pigs didn't kill themselves. You're using them, or they trained themselves to find clams? How did this come about?
Well, let's just say we took the note.
Sandra's note.
Sandra's
your
note.
Your ex-wife
yeah.
enjoyed right. the clams.
Yeah, who, she did.
You know, she's a few steps ahead of us there, but she enjoyed the clams. And
she's waving, Matt. Wave to Sandra.
Oh, my gosh. What is she doing here? Hi.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard the news, but her and I are back together.
Oh, no. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, she saw my choice to change. You know, she told us that our clams were good, and I told
Look
her.
Look at that, Scott. That pig is digging up a clam and bringing it to Chet.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Oh, there we go, Arnold.
A trained pig.
That's a good pig. Now, so what we did was we reward these pigs every time they do this. They get to do three sets.
So they still work out a lot.
They still work out.
I mean, obviously, look at those traps on that pig.
Yeah.
That is a must.
Now, where is
piece.
The trap on a pig? Is that the underneath, the, like under near the armpit?
It's like the it's like the opposite of the armpit. It's like the, I think it's the top of the arm. So it's.
I mean, just look at the part of the pigs that are really jutting out there, right at the top of the
trap.
Arm.
That's its trap.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like positive reinforcement. You know, we told them. You know, you find us a clam, and we'll let you pump iron. And
so now we bought using some of the money that our father left behind. We bought just
We didn't tell y'all about the money that was left in the will.
I thought it was just a recipe.
Yeah, there's a recipe in his house that he donated to the state.
Right. We left this out, which we maybe should have told you, but our dad left us $4 million.
Oh wow!
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Apparently, the Turkish sauna he was working for was also a front for the Turkish mafia.
Oh,
and
wow.
And he was laundering money and had a lot of money.
Yeah. So we got $4 million cold hard cash, and we spent.
God, it was freezing cash. it was all stored in.
You would think sauna cash would be warm.
Well, he stored it in refrigerators, which is almost poetic.
Right.
He lived
right.
in a sauna, kept his cash in a fridge.
And it was hard to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cold, I mean, Fred was solid, cash. Yeah. Yeah, we broke a few pieces of it trying to count it.
That's right.
You try to fan it out. You know, you're trying to be funny with a wad of money, fanning
it out.
Yeah,
that doesn't work.
If it's frozen solid, that money breaks right in half. So
get to work, you dummies.
Give
them clams.
Hey, are you screaming at me or are you screaming at the pigs?
Both of you.
All right. I love you.
Sandra, to be fair, I am working. I'm recording right now.
Talking to the brothers. Rickhouse brothers.
Oh.
Now, I have a theory that I don't like to say around Daniel because he gets a little upset.
Do you want him to leave or just?
I'm going to go take a dip.
Okay, yeah, go take a dip
there.
With grandma.
See,
take a dip with grandma.
I got to go find her.
Put floaties on her.
Oh, she floats just fine.
Okay.
I think that Sandra learned about the 4 million.
Gold digger.
I don't want to say those words.
Clam
but
digger.
I think she is a clam digger.
I know what you mean
I'm
by
not
that.
Saying she's a clam digger.
Yeah.
But she wasn't messing with no broke Daniel before. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. That's like Kanye.
Yes.
So what, she's part of this clam barbecue business at the house?
She is a 51% owner of the business.
God. Oh, you're so screwed. There's no way you're going to get out of this.
Wait. Can these pigs understand what you're saying? They seem angry when you just said that.
Oh, That I do. I have gotten the feeling that they're either intuitive or understand English, and I'm not sure. They do look a little pissed right now.
Matt, watch out. One of them is running ahead.
Oh. Where? What part angry?
I don't know. Looks like he's going towards Sandra.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Pig going after Sandra.
No.
Aaron!
Yeah.
Captain! Get over! Oh, no. Sandra! Sandra, no, they're too strong. Don't fight back!
Guys, we did it. Another UCB Sports and Leisure in the books. Congratulations for listening. Hey, Dan Lippert and John Mackey were awesome today. Please listen to their podcast, Teacher's Lounge, on Stitcher Premium. You can follow us at UCBSL on Twitter and me at Scott Armstrong 22. And of course, thanks to Zig, our producer, who just killed it. Yes, look at him. Give me a fist pump. Peace, Leisure.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.